Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Welcome, successors, to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker, and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And we're here for another Feature Friday. That's right, we have a very special guest in the building. But we're going to get to him in just 1 second. As we always kick it off at the top of the show, we always like to give a shout-out to a faithful and loyal listener. And this Apple review comes from Dre Clark. And he said, love it. I love Jonathan Jones' podcast because it's short and it's to the point. The podcast captures your attention. Dre, brother, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. And for all the other listeners out there, if you would like the opportunity to become the listener of the week, then we would just encourage you to go to Apple, type in Speak Your Success. And from that point, just scroll down to the bottom, click write a review. We hope it will be a 5-star review. And then, you know, we'll have the chance to read that out next week. So without further ado, now we're going to go ahead and welcome in our special guest. We have Mr. Brandon Moore in the building. What's going on, Brandon? Talk to the people.
What up, y'all? This is your boy, Morton Dallas, a.k.a. Need I Say More, a.k.a. Budget Bay, a.k.a. Prosciutto Poppy, a.k.a. the one that your mom told you that you should have got with, but you didn't, and now she's low-key a little disappointed with you. A.K.A.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I got another one. A.K.A. LeBrunch James.
LeBrunch?
LeBrunch.
LeBrunch
James. You know
LeBrunch.
What I mean? LeBrunch James.
LeBrunch.
A.K.A. the real king of R&B.
Oh.
Who want to come back with me to America.
What?
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Did you get your passport?
Wow. Oh, no.
Did you get your shots?
Oh, my goodness.
If you haven't seen a video? No, okay, never mind. I'm just done. I'm done.
I don't think everybody's seen that R. Kelly video. But yes, like I told Brandon before, this is a family show.
Right. But I am the king of R&B.
Oh, man.
But we here to talk success.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about success.
Yeah,
man, so Brandon, I definitely reached out to you because, we connected before the Shoot Your Shot event.
Right.
That Jaron Collins threw on, as well as Miss Mac, and I'm not sure who else was in collaboration, but I know you reached out. We had an opportunity to chop it up a little bit.
Wait, do you remember the first time we met, though?
We met before that?
Yeah, at Desi's event.
Really?
Yeah, what was it? It was a movie, because I was there with Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Love Jones.
Yeah, Love Jones. And it was afterwards, and I was like, yo, that's one dude from Instagram. No, from Twitter, I think.
Really?
We met on Twitter or something like that.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, hey, yo, that's him. He's like 6'8", bro. And I wasn't, I wasn't expecting that. And I was like, oh, what's up, bro?
Bro, you're like 6'4".
You're 6'8".
I'm not 6'8". But dang, okay, yeah. I didn't know we connected before. That event, I remember that event. But I didn't even know we connected before that.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. But I know during that time, I know you were working the job. And me and you were just talking about, like, what happens next. So, what is your story? Like, what's the background? Give us some information.
I'll just try to make it quick because it's a long story.
Okay.
But, you know, grew up in Fort Worth. Left Fort Worth, went to University of Houston. I got the hoodie on today for some reason.
Okay, yeah. Okay, U of H. Go Cougars.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So University of Houston, went there. And then when I graduated, I went to Florida to work in Florida for a while. Came back and instead of me, you know, just like trying to like set up shop in Fort Worth and just try to like build a social life in Fort Worth, I was just like, no, I'm going to get a job in Dallas. I'm going to hang out in Dallas. I'm going to build everything I'm going to do in Dallas. And eventually I'm going to make that transition from, you know, I moved back in with my parents when I moved back.
Okay.
I was like, make that transition to Dallas, right? Got to Dallas and I worked a couple of jobs that I just wasn't feeling. But each one of those jobs, like, and we'll get into the, if we have time, I'll get into this later, but, like, each one of those jobs set me up for what I'm doing right now. And it was, like, perfectly lined me up. And it was, like, crazy to think back on it. So worked all those jobs, and then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this on my own. So as of September 23rd, I've been working for myself, man.
Okay. And how does that feel? Like, just working, having an opportunity to, you know, set your alarm clock for whatever time you want to wake up at.
Well, I get up way earlier now. But, it feels great. Like, it's been a huge transition. Just waking up every day and being passionate about what I'm doing is crazy.
Okay. Well, I think that's really dope. But I'm just curious because on this podcast, I know you know because you listen, I like to really focus on that tangible piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so for those people listening who is somebody who's currently working for corporate or currently working a job, but they want to get out of that. I just want us to be honest with them today. So I want to ask you, what would you say is one of the more difficult sides of working for yourself?
I think it's the fact that you don't know that your money is coming. Like waking up every day and knowing that you got to go out there and get it. Ooh. Like it's not one of those things where you can just like, you know, like sometimes when you're at work, you might even hit a patch of time at work where you really aren't being productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you're not like really crushing it the way that you should be.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you still go get that check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're an entrepreneur, if you're not crushing it every day, or if you're not, you know, handling your business the way you should, like you might not eat. That's what it comes down to. Like, and it ain't gonna be no like somebody comes and gives you a warning, or somebody, you know, is looking at your work and says, you know, Brandon, like you might want to, you know, do this or do that. Like, like you have to be the one checking yourself. So,
man,
it's a little harder. But I mean, I enjoy it though. Like that pressure is mm-hmm. what pushes me every day. Like I wake up every day like, we got to get this money. We got to finagle this bagel. You know.
Finagle the bagel.
Yeah.
That's fun. I mean, I think that's also something that isn't as commonly known, because people hate stress, right? I don't mm-hmm. think nobody likes stress. People are doing a lot more self-care practices now. A lot of people are doing different type of meditation, yoga, whatever it is. But I don't think that people realize that sometimes it takes there is a healthy level of stress that propels you to obtaining goals and pursuing dreams that you never even thought of before.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it stress at this point.
Okay.
I feel stressed when I'm doing too much work. Like, that's the part that stresses me. But I don't ever feel stressed of like, oh my gosh, like I might not eat. It's more of, it sounds weird, but it's like, it's a pressure versus stress. You know what I mean? Like,
Break that down.
So for me, I feel the pressure where it's like, okay, I need to do this. But like, I don't know, when you think about stress, it's more of a thing of like, I don't know. I feel like it's something that's hurting you versus like pressure is more of pushing you. I don't know if that.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's if it makes sense.
I feel like that. I feel like that makes sense. But okay, so like now, like share with the people, like what is it that you do?
So for me, I actually do social media consulting. Okay. Crazy thing is, like, I kind of just fell into that. Like when I left corporate America, my thought was I'm gonna do photography for a while. Like I'm about to make my money off of photography.
Okay.
Which, you know, I'm an okay photographer, but I'm not a great photographer. You know, I'm pretty good.
I've seen some of your shots. Your shots are pretty good. And a good camera.
Yeah, exactly.
With a good photographer, it works out.
Yeah, but I don't think pictures. I'm like make a living off of photography good. You know what I mean? That's me personally.
Okay.
But I was doing that though. And actually I did okay for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, just booking photo shoots. But what I really realized was my thing was consulting. And I lined up with everything I did. So, like, my first job out of college was consulting for small businesses with technology.
Okay.
Right? Second job was doing consulting for small businesses in the local area, right?
I'm doing
stuff for, like, plumbers and stuff like that, but with social media. Well, not social media, but with, like, Google Ads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then my last job was consulting small restaurants.
Oh.
Right? And like, I'm doing sales and all these things, but that was basically what I was doing, was being a consultant to all these people. So for me, like, you know, photography was something that I was enjoying, but my actual skill set, the thing that I had been working on for years, that I had built some kind of, you know, like experience in, was the consulting part.
Okay.
So for me, that's what I started doing. And it wasn't even on purpose. Like, I started consulting somebody, my aunt. Crazy Potatoes, word to Crazy Potatoes in DeSoto, if you want to go check it out. But so I started consulting for her, basically just helping her out with social media. And then other people who were in that facility in Grow DeSoto were like, hey, can you help me with my social media? And before I knew it, I had like 4 clients. And this is me trying to do photography. I'm like, I don't got time for consulting. But then I was like, oh, y'all pay me how much?
Hey, that's super real. Okay, so I'm curious just to hear from you, because you said, or I want to go back to something you said earlier, like when you're talking about the pressure versus stress, and you were talking about you woke up with passion.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to take that passion and say, well, I want to take that, what you're saying about passion, to ask you, what would you say is, it you feel is your purpose? Because you said you're passionate about this. I'm just curious, like, what is the bigger picture look like for you? Like, why are you passionate about this?
For me, the bigger picture is just helping grow people. At the end of the day, that's with everything I've done. With More in Dallas, which is my blog, it was about helping people as they move to a new city to grow. You know, it wasn't just here are the events, here's this, here's that. It was, I want to help you establish a solid life here in Dallas. And I feel like the social part of it is a really big part, and that's where I saw mm-hmm. a need for people. So mm-hmm. that's what I did. With social media, it was me looking at my aunt's stuff and saying, you're doing everything else, but you need somebody to help with social media. So let me help you do that. Let me help grow you there, mm-hmm. right? So everything that I do at its core is to help grow people and help develop the people that are around me. Mm-hmm. So, like, with anything that you see me do, that's my goal, is to help grow people. Mm-hmm. And everything else is like a side product of that.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I've been following you on Instagram, and we've connected on all the social media platforms.
All of them. But I got this man Tumblr.
I had Tumblr for like 3.5 seconds, and I was like, Tumblr is something different. I don't want no part of this. I didn't want no part of Tumblr.
Yo, I just heard some things about Tumblr. But we family show, so never mind.
Yeah, okay, let's keep it real.
Keep it going.
Let's keep it right. But the reason I want to bring that up is because, first and foremost, if you all do not follow this dude on Instagram, you definitely want to get connected and you want to follow him, because his stories, first of all, just the pictures that he has in his stories are hilarious. Like, oh, what event's going on today? And then the other day he showed me a picture of one of the Ninja Turtles. And he had the words. He was like, what's going on tonight?
And then, I was like, oh, y'all want events for Thursday, huh?
Yeah, and then, but I mean, the picture is funny because we all need to laugh. But then outside of that, like going to what you're saying and with your messages, you want to add and help grow people. Well, add value to people and help grow people. Always. Because there's individuals who are sharing events, because we know Dallas has countless events in a week. I can't even imagine how many events go on a week.
And people don't know that. Yeah, people who aren't here. They think like, or even though people who are here who mm-hmm. aren't trying to find things, mm. they'll just tell you like, oh, Dallas boring because, you know, just because they don't see everything.
No,
it's stuff going on literally every day. I have something to post literally every day.
And you probably post at least 4 to 5 events, because I've seen stuff and
every day
and heard about people that I never knew. I didn't even know what this event was. But then I see it, I'm like, okay, well, let me check it out. Let me see. So yeah, man. Where do I want to go next? I'm just trying to pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about it, bro. Man, here's one thing. Can I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just part of my story, actually, and this is the part that I think was really valuable that I wanted to share with everybody. If you're new to Dallas or new to anywhere really, and you're trying to get involved in everything, and you're trying to become part of the scene. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of people, and they'll tell me like, oh, you know, people in Dallas, they don't want to work with you. They like people, you know, stuck up, stuff like that. I don't think that's the mentality you should have. Like, when you come to people and ask them for something, lead with value. And that's something we talked about on Twitter. We were just talking about that. Because I've seen so many people who will be like, you know, I was trying to talk to such, like literally I was talking to somebody day before yesterday, and they were like, you know, I reached out to such and such, and they act like they didn't want to talk to me. And I'm just like, well, what did you say to him? And he was like, you know, I just told him I wanted to pick his brain. And I was like, like, you know, like if you're somebody who's doing a lot of stuff and somebody reaches out to you and says, oh, I just want to pick your brain. Like, you got to think about, like, if you're busy, right, and somebody, and especially you do something like consulting, like your job is to let people pick your brain, you know? Asks you, especially somebody you don't know. It's one thing if it's like, you know, we cool, and I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm working on this project. I want to pick your brain. You know what I mean? We're friends, so it's like, okay, like, we can have this conversation. But somebody who doesn't know you, it's like, okay, you want value from me. Mm-hmm. You're looking for value.
Yeah.
If you're doing that for somebody, you need to bring value first. You need to lead with how you're going to help that person. And then you start having a conversation about, oh, and this is also, here's some, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to give without expecting that back, but just hoping that you get
Okay, well, can you give us a couple of examples of how you've done that to a couple of people or for a couple of people just in regards to
I mean, you know,
down?
Let's talk about just the social media stuff that I'm doing. Like, I got a client that I just signed right now. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, my starting out with them, I came out and I, like, with that restaurant, I wanted to build a relationship with that restaurant because they were, like, down the street from me, right? So what I did was I came in there and I just started posting about their stuff. You know, I'm posting on social media. I'm showing them, like, oh, this is getting really good engagement. I'm talking about their specials. Like, they post about specials, and I'm reposting those.
Nice.
So when it came time for them to look for a social media consultant, I was the first person they thought of because I had been giving them value already for free, right? So You know, like I led with that value, and then that's when I got the paycheck. You know,
that's really good. I mean, yeah. and then I just want to chime in, but I'll let you get a chance to say some more about that if you like.
Go ahead.
But I think that's also something as well. We have to understand that everybody is quote unquote busy.
Yeah.
Today, like in 2018, going into 2019, we got a week and 2 days left, whatever. But everybody is so busy. But we have to understand that. In order for you, one, to stand out, you have to do something that everybody's not doing. Everybody wasn't going into the restaurant, posting pictures about their specials, trying to meet the manager, doing different things like that. Just like whomever the individual was you were talking about earlier, they're like, oh, I reached out to this person. Well, did you send them a DM on Instagram or did you pull up at their restaurant? You know, like people got to understand, like in order to get in the door, you have to, like, times have changed. You got to get a little unorthodox sometimes. I once heard, you familiar with Grant Cardone?
I've heard today.
Okay, so Grant Cardone, he is like a business mogul. Like he's like, oh, you don't have a money problem. You need to make more money. Like he, you'll be able to appreciate him.
Yeah.
But he said the way you get a job is you don't go up there and ask for the interviews and apply and do all that. He said you do that regardless. But he said you just start working. And I was like, wait, what? My man said, you just go up there and you just start working. Of course, I don't know how well that would work, but I think the message that he was trying to convey.
I mean, that's kind of what I did.
Going the same thing. Yeah, see?
I just started posting about stuff for them on my social media, and they were like, okay, he knows how to post on social media. Like, who are they going to trust more than somebody who they've already seen doing it?
Man, I mean.
Yeah, and then also, of course, that's with a business, though, but like with people. So I don't know who I'm going to name drop right now.
I mean, hey, that's on you.
Let's talk about B. Mills. Yeah, okay. Like Brandon Miller.
Okay.
So that was when I first met Brandon. Like, I had looked at his brand, and I was like, yo, like, this is really dope. His name is Brandon. So, you know, I got to, like, I feel some type of way about that, you know, in a negative way, first off. But I was like, you know, whatever. I'm going to let it go
Brandon
past that.
Versus
he tried to steal my name.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
But when I first talked to him, I was like when I wanted to have a conversation with him, I was telling him things that I could do. Right. I was like, yo, like, you know, I do a little bit of this, this and this. Let's link up and see, you know, how I can help you with those things. Right.
Mm.
And from that, like, that's one of my people that I feel like I'm closest to now in Dallas, because I started out with just a conversation of, here's what I feel like I can do to help you, you know. And of course, like, I just wanted to be connected with him because I felt like, you know, this is somebody who's doing a lot of things in Dallas. You know, I respect everything that he's putting out. So let me go ahead and do it. But that's how I started that relationship, was trying to give him value.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's super dope. So when did the blog come about? Because we haven't even touched on the blog yet.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do some of the other things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, let's go ahead and get to it. How did the blog even come about?
So it's really like a simple story, man. I was working at a company I'm not going to name that a lot of us probably have worked at, because I feel like everybody in Dallas has worked for this company. And they let go of a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
But I was working there, and, you know, I had, like, a little group of friends, and, you know, they were always asking me, like, what's going on, just because of the fact that I was bouncing around so much. And at that point, I didn't really have a brand. It was more of just me just, you know, just trying to be social and get connected to Dallas. Right?
Okay.
But the fact that I was being so social and trying to connect with everybody, I started figuring out all the different events that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So somebody was like, well, you might as well just, like, make a blog about it. Actually, I think it was Dominique. So she probably, we don't really talk no more. But
Dominique, what's up?
Yeah, Dominique, what's up? But I think she was the one who made the suggestion. So I just went ahead and made a blog about it and started making it pop. And, you know, like, for me, it was me, again, it was leading with value.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going out trying to, you know, get people to, like, just, like, give me stuff for my blog. It was me saying, like, I am going to put you on a platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to help promote your event, right? Mm-hmm. And the more I did that, the more I was promoting other people, the more people started knowing who I was. Because you think about that, like, if you sit there and, like, if I'm coming to you and I'm saying, like, hey, I'm going to post about your podcast, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't know me, you're going to be like, okay, cool. Like, free promotion? Cool. Right?
Yeah. I don't know many people turn down free promotion.
Exactly. So that's what I did. Like, I used it, used that as a platform for everybody else to promote their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I did that, the more people knew who I was, right? And I was getting connected with people who were actually doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was really the whole thing of the blog, was just to, you know, just first of all, it was about helping people. It was helping grow other people,
yeah.
Helping people, number one, grow their events, and then helping people find those events, right? And it just kind of went from there and turned into what it is today. And yep. like that story, like my Instagram story, bro, like it gets a lot of engagement.
I believe it.
I looked at it one day. It literally hit 1,000 people watched my story.
Wow.
Which I don't know everybody else's numbers for watching stories.
No, that's good because like, I mean, it's like it's one thing for people to hop in.
Yeah.
But one thing about your story is it is engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you got the picture because you get people to laugh. And like, okay, well, what's next? And then they look at this event like, okay, well, that one might not be for me.
Yeah.
But they might tell somebody else about it and they're like, go next. And it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I might check that out. And it's like, oh, but dang, there's another option. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, the person who might have a friend who comes into town, they're like, hey, what's there to do tonight? Hey, let's go check out what's going on.
Like, I literally have a lot of people who would be like, you know, I had somebody who came into town and I didn't know what to do. So I just told them to go and follow you. And I've literally had people who have, like, DM me and been like, hey, my friend such and such told me to, like, come and check you out. Brian Millage has done that a lot. Word to him.
Oh, yeah. Millage is that dude.
Yeah, he sends a lot of people over to my Instagram. But Yeah. So that's it. That's what ends up happening. And that's how I've grown my that's a large part of how I've grown my following, was just having people send referrals to me of, like, oh, he knows what's going on, so go ahead and follow him.
And we love referrals. And what's the name of the blog, just so the people know?
More in Dallas. MOOREIN Dallas.
# More life. More Dallas, more everything else concerned.
But, hey, bro, don't start me on these AKAs again.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
I really got another rest of the list. Okay,
yeah,
cool,
no, we're good.
Okay,
we're good. Cool, yeah, cool, we're good cool, on cool. that. We got enough names. No more names. Santa already trying to remember the first two that you gave him. But anyway, so yeah, man, hearing that, I didn't know that. I didn't know that's how everything started. I didn't know that's why some of this came to fruition. But I think that's a part that me and you kind of have similar, because like I shared with you before, because you've been to Winner's Circle of the Week, and that's always been a big focus for me with Winner's Circle of the Week, is just spotlighting individuals that others might not give the time of day, or I didn't want to say that, just spotlighting just shining a light on individuals who otherwise may have not been noticed yet, but they're doing dope things and just doing really creative things. So, man, I mean, just really focusing on that and... Ooh, helping add value.
Yeah.
Man.
I forgot what I was about to say. That threw me off. But
what, you had something good?
I lost it. I was like about to hop in, and then you start coughing. I was like, is he okay?
Well, no, I said, well, oh, man. Okay, so, man, okay, so we got some of your stuff. I feel like I still didn't hear your story, though. I want to hear the real.
The real? What you mean?
Like, I want to hear, when's the time when it got real rough, B? Keep it real.
The way it started. Let me tell y'all this. Look, okay, I'm about to get religious with it.
Okay.
Because it was real. So I'm at that last job, right?
Okay. Yeah. Talk to us.
It wasn't going well, right? Like the way that they had positioned me in that place, like the last few people before me had been like laid off too, because like they basically were like just turning people in and out.
Wow.
And, you know, they came to me one day and they were like, you know, like, Brandon, like, things aren't going well. We think we might want to go and get somebody who, you know, they were telling me no fault to me, but we might want to go and get somebody who has a little bit more experience in the restaurant industry.
Mm.
And I was just like, oh, okay.
So what happens now?
Okay. But, I mean, like, that happened, and that day, like on the way to work that day, I had been praying already, right? I prayed and I said, like, God, I really want the freedom to do the things that I want to do.
Oh, you put that in the air.
I put that in the air.
Oh.
Not even realizing what I was asking, right?
Yeah,
so I asked, like, God, give me the freedom to do what I want to do. Ooh. That was a Monday morning. I went in there. They went ahead and laid me off that day.
Ooh.
Laid me off. And I was just like, wow, like, oh, so this is happening. And when it happened, I wasn't even hurt.
Mm.
It was just like oh, wow. Like, and I got in the car and, like, literally I remember the first two songs that came on. The first one was Nothing Is Stopping You by Big Sean.
Mm.
On random. Completely my stuff is on random. Nothing Is Stopping You came on by Big Sean, which is my, like, that's my motivational song. And the words are literally, nothing is stopping you. After I just asked for the freedom to do what I wanted to do, right?
Speak, brother, speak. Look,
so then the next one was Blessings by Chance the Rapper.
Oh, wow.
Right? So I don't know. Like, I feel like God saw me on the cliff, right? He saw me like looking over the ledge, like, man, I want to do this entrepreneur thing. Mm. And like, I'm listening to Gary Vee every day, listening to him say, like, go and do it. You know, like, yeah. You know how Gary Vee is.
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting around. You're playing PlayStation, you know.
Oh, Gary Vee. Oh, my God.
But no, I feel like God pushed me off of that cliff and carried me all the way through. Ooh. You know what I mean? I feel like it was just like he had me in his hand. And long as every time I started feeling like, oh man, this isn't going well, he did something to show me like you were going on the right path. You know what I mean? Like it was crazy. It would be like crazy stuff like, I'm calling around like trying to get somebody to do a photo shoot or something like that, and I give up and I'm like, you know what, man, like maybe I just need to go ahead and apply for, you know, a couple of jobs, because that was the thing. I didn't apply for any jobs,
man. Oh, but let me stop right there. You said something I think that's really great, because I think people oftentimes, myself included at times, but it's like, okay, am I and this is people based
on, am I going down the right path?
Yeah, because it's people based on whatever spiritual beliefs they have, you know, whatever spiritual. But then he's like, okay, well, yeah, this, you know, it started out good. Oh yeah, I got the freedom. Let's go. It's like, where am my rent money gonna come? How am I gonna pay for this phone bill?
I start questioning those things.
Man.
But he came through every single time. Every bill I had, he made something happen, and it was I will never. At this point, I'm at this point in life now where, like, no matter what happens, I don't stress about it. That's why when we were talking about the stress thing, I don't stress about things, because I know that God has put me on a path where I haven't got to the thing that he's put me on that path for yet. And until I get there,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
I know we over time.
No. Go ahead. Until you get there. What?
Yeah. But until there, I feel like I can't be defeated. Like, that's really how I feel right now. I feel like there's nothing that, even if I have a failure, even if something doesn't go the way I want it to, I'm still heading towards success, because he's shown me too many things that affirm for me that I am going on the right path. So until I get to that, I don't feel like I can be stopped.
I mean, I think that's really dope, though, just to see, like, because sometimes I equate life to, like, almost being like a race. I know the Bible talks about, like, it in the Bible, you know, about the race not going to the swift or the strong. But sometimes I think as people, we need a checkpoint. Like in the Bible, when the people were starving, he dropped the manna for them. He's like, okay, I know y'all hungry. Boom, get this. So and I think it just comes to, are we aware enough to see the checkpoint? Or are we allowing ourselves to be blinded by our own desires, by our own work? Because, you know, because you brought up faith. And the dope thing I think about faith is, it allows you to put your trust in something, someone, or another entity greater than yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
And when we do that, I think we're all scared.
Yeah.
We're all scared. I mean, yeah, you know, certain things that we can see, like the chair, it got four legs, we sit down, we know we're secure, this is good. But what if we walked in a room and we saw the top of this chair floating and we didn't see any legs under it? Are you going to sit in that chair?
You're gonna be questioning.
I'm not sitting in that chair. What you mean? I'll be real, because sometimes, sometimes we get to the place where I think we eliminate God and then we make ourselves God.
Woo, man.
I mean, we have to be
See
real.
What I'm saying? Like, I did all this. Like, for me, man, I know dang well that I wouldn't be anywhere without him, because he's guided me, man. Like I said, like when I got pushed off that cliff, I felt like he carried me all the way through. And still is. Like, I literally felt like if something were to happen where, like, I even said, like, you know what, I ain't, like, God, I don't need you. So, you know, something crazy like that. Like, I feel like that's literally the only thing holding me up right now. That's the only reason I keep getting blessed the way that I do, is because I'm leaning on him.
That's super real. But I'll be the first to tell you, there have been some times I got to some places and I started to think I was sweet. Then, as I said, I started to think I was sweet.
Look, no, he done humbled me too many times. I got my lesson. I learned it. Yeah. I ain't trying to learn it no more.
Man, but yeah, I mean, I think that's really dope, though, just for you to have that base. And, I think more people need to hear that. Because, like, I think we're in a time now where if you don't have faith, if you don't have something to lean on in some of these times, you will literally go crazy.
Yeah. And this is the whole thing about that, the leaning thing. This is another analogy I really like to use, because I feel like it helps people get it. I feel like the trials and tribulations that we go through are like lifting weights.
Talk to us. Talk to the people.
So think about this. When you're on the bench and you lifting weights and everything like that, you're punishing your muscles. You know what I mean? You're literally ripping your muscles apart.
Tearing them up.
Right? But you're not doing that out of like, you're not looking at your muscles like, oh, I'm not happy. Like, you know, like, oh, not happy. But like, you're not looking at your muscles like they did something wrong. It's just that you want to make them better.
Mm.
And I feel like that's what God does for us.
Yeah.
He's spotting us, though. That's the whole big thing. Like, all the weight we're lifting out on a daily basis. He's making us stronger. But he's always there to spot you. So he's never, like, you know, a good spot knows exactly how much you can take.
That's true.
Right? And if you can't take it, that's what they're there for. And I feel like that's what God does. He's going to put more on your rack than you can handle.
Mm.
But as long as you let him help you with it, he's going to help you lift that up and push that. And that's, I feel like that's what anything you go through in life, and I might have said it a weird way. But
No. Like, that's real, though, because I like to be able to visualize certain stuff. Yeah. But even
adding on. You see what I'm saying, though, like, right? It's just like he's helping you lift that weight if he gives it to you.
Yeah, man. Everybody, I hope you're watching on YouTube so they can actually see. He just showed us the perfect form for the perfect spot. But yeah, but the tricky thing is, though, sometimes, though, but what happens sometimes when you allow yourself to get in that space? This might not be you, but I'm just thinking, because I know that there have been some times where I've got to a place where I've wanted to achieve this, I wanted to achieve that. And then there are some people who are the closest to me, who know me best and who can help me the most. But I'm like, no, I got it. And then I'm eliminating the spotter. Because I'm just trying to do it by my, no. I don't want to delegate this. I don't want to delegate. I got it. And then you crumble.
Right.
Man.
That's the thing. That's a pride thing, you know? Like, because sometimes you want to know that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes you got to just let somebody spot you. Like, that's what they're there for. Like, they're there to spot you. And even if that means you have to, you know, kind of swallow your pride and accept that me and this person did something versus I did this. You got to do that sometimes, man. And that's hard for me, too. Like, you know, I've gotten to this point where, like, I'll fully lean on God and, like, let him spot me completely. But it's still hard for me sometimes with people. It is. I can admit that.
Man, I mean, people will let you down.
Yeah, because, like, I, you know.
Man, and then the closer they are to you, the more opportunities they have to cut you, and man, the more times they do. Not saying that they mean to.
Exactly. Yeah, but people always have good intentions. But
it's just. And what they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Right.
That's what they say. Oh, my goodness. Whoever they is. Oh, man. But, man, yeah. Okay, so now I want to just transition to a different segment that I want to introduce with you. And, man, this one I just call 5 words.
Got you.
And I'm just curious to hear you describe yourself in 5 words.
Got you. I would say authentic.
Okay.
Number one. I would say fun. I feel like I'm a fun person. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of the word, because I feel like I come off a certain way, but it's kind of a, like, it's, that's just, I'm layered, I guess. I'm trying to think of a word to describe that, like, because for me, I feel like I come off as this person who's like, but then you start talking to me, and we start getting into, like, deeper conversations, and you realize there's a lot more there than just this persona that I have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess layered, passionate, faithful, blessed.
Oh,
blessed. That's gonna be my word. That's the name.
Okay. Oh man. Well, with you saying fun, this just triggered the thought in my mind. What do you do for fun? Like, is the blog fun? Is the events fun?
Yeah, that's the fun.
So that's your fun. That's like no stress, no pressure.
Yeah, I love exploring. I like being out and just doing something different, something out of the norm, where it's just like an experience. You know what I mean? I like to experience different things. And then I like, you know, like killing people on 2K.
Who's your team?
My team? Yeah. It really depends, bro. Like, I can beat you with anybody. But
oh, you're that guy.
No. Philly is my team on 2K.
Because they have Jimmy Butler? Or
no, because they got Ben Simmons. Like, I don't know if you've used Ben Simmons on there.
Ben Simmons is nice.
He's nice on there.
He's like 6'10", right?
Yeah.
Is it going to be better than LeBron?
No. I don't think it's going to be better than LeBron, because of the fact of, I don't think he has the,
like the work ethic?
Not the work, no, it's definitely not the work ethic.
He comes off as
kind of passive.
He comes off as the guy who was, we can say LeBron was passive too now.
No, but I feel like, well, LeBron, like, even if you look at a rookie LeBron, he went to the hole hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
like, I just don't
okay.
feel like Ben Simmons has that, like, grit to him, like
yeah,
that,
he seems like the guy who
more of a finesse type of guy.
Yeah, I mean he just seems like just smooth, like he's out there like it's easy, like he makes it all look it like just make it all look easy.
Yeah,
and I think he's definitely a star, but
yeah, definitely. I think he's going to be at some point one of the faces of the league, like one of those people where it's going to be like every year you're looking at him in the MVP race. I just don't think he'll get that level of LeBron because, like, as much as I'm not a fan of LeBron, LeBron was somebody who literally took his team to the finals every year. You know what I mean?
He's definitely put the team on his back, hands down. But it's got to the point where, like, you know, trying to carry. But in the playoffs, that don't work. Like, you can get to the finals, and even one of the years, he got it. You know, he got the chip.
Yeah.
You know, he got the chip.
Yeah.
But a couple of years, he didn't have a dip. Yeah. So my man didn't get the dip. But okay, so talking about just like star players and talking about people who are just like winners. I'm curious to ask you because I don't do this a little bit different too. I'm curious, like, because you know I do the Winner's Circle of the Week segment.
Yeah.
Who would you say would be your Winner's Circle of the Week? Somebody that you know is out here just really getting it, out here really tearing it up, but you don't feel like they've got the just due for what they've done and the level of work that they put in. Who would you say? Take your time on this one.
Oh man, that's.
I didn't even tell you we were gonna do this. That's my bad.
Yeah, because I would have thought about somebody.
I know.
I would have to really. I gotta really think about it.
I snuck it in on him, Dennis.
I'm gonna say Brittany. I think Brittany is out here killing it. You know what I mean? Like Brittany Bullock. Oh, I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, Bullock. Yeah. Brittany Bullock. Yeah.
I didn't know how to say her last name. I'm sorry, Brittany. Like she swears that I be trying to play her all the time. But yeah, Brittany B. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think I actually made her Winner's Circle of the Week. But no. That's dope though to hear from you. But why would you give her this?
I think she's one of those people who she's doing so much behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it, and like I always like I love being around her because she's somebody who I feel like it makes me want to be better when I'm around her.
Man,
you know what I mean? Because I see that work and that grind that she's on. So I'm like, bro, I gotta step my game up.
Yeah. I mean, but
she swore I want to be her though. I don't want to be.
That's so funny. But because I was listening to her. I was listening to her interview on the Built for Anything podcast. Shout out to Built for Anything. Shout out to Hertz. But as I was listening to that podcast, and like you're talking about yourself being layered, I was beginning to realize the layers that she has.
Yeah.
And just the different faces and different jobs that she plays and the roles that she plays. Behind the scenes with the Cosign Awards,
right.
Planning some other events for people in the city, going to events,
she's being quietly taking over
being an influencer, bruh. No, like real talk. I mean, I'm not even going to debate you on that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh no, don't watch my interview. And I'm like, what? This interview, like you vulnerable, you just killing it.
Yeah.
But she's like, like a humble beast, I guess you can say. Yeah, man. But dang, yeah. That's what's up. That's what came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to give her the hat off as well. Cause just like we were all sitting down the other day, just chopping it up, talking about what's next, different projects people working on, etc. But okay, that's dope.
Yeah, I rocks with Brittany. Yeah.
And then shout out to KG because I co-signed that Winner Circle of the Week. Man. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's super dope. Okay. So now we're beginning to wind down. But man, I want to ask you. Well, no. Okay, we'll go to this segment now.
Okay, what's up? What we got?
Yeah. So this is another segment now. You can't look at this.
Oh,
no, this is another segment.
Cool, now.
This is gonna be like rapid fire. I'm just gonna ask you a couple questions. You're gonna say one or the other. Just go whichever one comes to mind first. Okay. This isn't too difficult. It's just a pop quiz. No stress. No pressure.
All right. Cool. I ain't never folded under pressure. You know what I mean?
Okay. Don't be LeBron.
I'm LeBron James. Not LeBron.
LeBeer James. Okay. Let's go.
Sensitive subject.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
Chick-fil-A.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Pizza or wings?
Wings.
Summer or fall?
Summer.
Walmart or Target?
Target. Tarjay.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Tarjay, Dennis, Tarjay.
Yeah.
You got to put the little on there.
That Jay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Crayons or color pencils?
Crayons.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Okay.
Neither one really, but Pepsi.
Oh, okay. Water.
Yeah, I'm okay. With that Aquafina.
Okay.
No, actually, I don't even drink Aquafina. I just like saying Aquafina.
Nah, you probably drink like Fiji water. You look like the type of guy who drinks Fiji water. And you probably look like
Ozarka.
You only drink the small ones. Like, no, you never roll around with the big one. You look like you
drink Ozarka. Y'all did give me some Kroger purified, though.
Hey, hey, as long as it's purified by the blood. Okay, we almost done. A few more questions. Valentine's and New Year's.
Man. Both of them about to be trash. This is my next question.
Oh, goodness. Mountain Dew or Sprite?
Sprite.
Marvel or DC?
Depends on what we're talking about. That's DC.
Okay.
Look.
Okay.
Look, not the movies.
What?
But literally everything else DC. Except the movies.
Okay.
Because Marvel killing it on the movies, but DC has literally everything else. I'm a DC stans, and I get passionate about it. So don't come for me. Come for me in the comment section. We can debate it all day.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So we have the quote of the week segment, and I'm just curious to hear from you. Like, what's your favorite quote or favorite scripture, whatever that might be?
If you judge a fish by its ability to climb trees, I think, the fish will walk around its whole life thinking it's a failure. It's something along those lines.
That's like an Einstein quote.
Yeah,
I've seen the picture, and I've seen like a fish, and then you got like a tree. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's huge because I think that we look at certain things and we try to, judge whether or not somebody's successful or whether we respect them. We make a lot of judgments based off of our own parameters, like our own like set of kind of judgments,
but
I think if you look at everybody, they have something to bring to the table. Everybody has some kind of ability. It's just a matter of, do they know that ability? Are they able to, have they nurtured that ability? Because I think we all have something special about us that we can bring to the table.
Dang, that's super dope. Yeah, I really like that. And that's really impactful because I think sometimes when we try to measure success according to our parents' standards, we try to measure success according to Dennis's standards, according to Brandon's, but my name is Jonathan, so it's not gonna add up regardless. So yeah, I think that's super dope, man. Now we're down to the just the final portion of the show, man. Where can the people find you if people want to connect with you? Where can they find you?
All right, so if you want to catch me on Twitter, it's Morin Dallas. If you want to catch me on Instagram, it's Morin Dallas. If you want to catch me on YouTube, it's Morin Dallas. If you want to catch me on Facebook, it's Brandon Jerome Moore. My whole government. But there is a Facebook page. Guess what it's called?
Morin Dallas.
Okay. You know what I mean? So just type in Morin Dallas. Also MorinDallas.com. You know what I mean? If you want to email me, it's Brandon@MorinDallas.com. You know what I mean? So, the brand consistency is strong. You know what I mean? Wow. Shout out to the Bodega Hive.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, Mr. Morin Dallas, we want to appreciate you for taking the time and stopping by the show. And successors, listeners, we want to encourage you that please leave some comments. If this is YouTube, leave comments down in the comment section. Let us know what you thought about the interview. Let us know your biggest takeaway. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Android, wherever podcasts are streamed, basically, be sure to leave a helpful review. Speak Your Success. Go to the writer review. Hopefully it'll be 5 stars. But all right, friends, we're going to go ahead and sign out.
We didn't do it.
What?
Like, yo, are they going to give you 5 stars?
I hope so.
He made sure he snuck it in, Dennis. Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. That's so funny. Oh, and of course, we want to definitely shout out Wolf Nation Studios.
Yeah.
If you're looking to get your podcast recorded, you're looking to get anything recorded, Dennis is the man, and they will definitely take great care of you here at Wolf Nation Studios. They always do the thing and always take great care of us. But now we're going to go ahead and sign out. This is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?